Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Tes. We left off on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the third line of the page, last word on the line, Itmar. Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored by Margie and David Sachs, in memory of David's father, George Sachs, Aaron Usher Zelig, Ben Yaakov Yitzchak, Zechron Lebracha, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsors. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the kashrus of a shechita that's done with the intention of being zorik the dam l'avodah zarah. You're not doing the shechita l'avodah zarah, but you're doing the shechita having in mind that you're going to be zorik the dam l'avodah zarah. And there's likewise a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about a shechita of a korban chatas with the intention of being zorik the dam shalo l'shma. Again, where the shechita is l'shma, but the intentionality during the shechita is to be zorik the dam shalo l'shma. And those two machlokos seem to be very much related to one another. Meaning, are we mechashvin me'avoda le'avoda? Do we say that what I'm thinking about doing with the next avoda matters while I'm doing this avoda? So the Gemara is going to have to make a tzrichasa as to why we need the machlokos to be taught to us in both of these contexts. Then the Gemara is going to challenge each opinion, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, from our Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we assume hochiach sofo al tchiloso in a number of different contexts, meaning if something is unclear at the beginning, but then later on we see what the intention was, so does that reflect back on the original event? And this is going to come up in the context of shechita l'avodah zarah. It didn't seem at the time of the shechita that it was l'avodah zarah, but something later happened that made it seem like it's l'avodah zarah. It's going to come up with a get that a person says kisu get lishti, but he never says tenu, and then he does something later on that makes it pretty evident that he didn't want us just to write the get, but to give the get as well. And it comes up by a matana that a person at first, when a matana is offered to him, is silent, but then later makes it very clear that he never wanted such a matana, or that he doesn't want such a matana. So in all three of those contexts, we're going to discuss: do we say hochiach sofo al tchilaso? Then the Gemara is going to come to a final psak halacha about a Jew shechting an animal that belongs to an Ovid Kulchavim. That was the case in our Mishnah, that was the machlokes in our Mishnah, so the Gemara is going to come to a psak, how do we paskin, and it's going to tell a Maisa Shaya that confirms that psak, and that discussion pretty much brings us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin at the third line of the page, last word in the line, Itmar. Say Itmar, Shochir es behema. Lizrok dama lavod schavim. A person shechts a behema with the intention of eating the behema, but at the time that he's shechting it, he has in mind that he's going to be zorik the dam lavod zara. Ula haktir chelba lavod schavim. Or he has in mind that he's going to be maktir the chelav of this behema lavod zara. So Rabbi Yochanan amar psula, Rabbi Shimon lak shamar muteres. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole thing is avod zara, the whole behema is asur ba'ana, and Rabbi Shimon lak says, no, it's mutter. You're even allowed to eat the meat of the behema. There was nothing wrong with the shechita of the behema. The machshava was about something else, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Rashi in Maseches Zvachim and Daf Yud explains that if he in fact if he followed through and he was zorik the dam l'avodah zarah, then it becomes aser. And there's a machlokas. The whole machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is that he had a machshava lizrok es adam l'avodah zarah, but then he didn't follow through, and he never actually was zorik the dam l'avodah zarah. Now, L'chora Tosus raises the question, if he had machshava to be zorik the dam l'avodah zarah, or to be makta the chelav l'avodah zarah, doesn't that make this guy a mumar l'avodah zarah? And if he's a mumar l'avodah zarah, shchitas psula anyway, meaning a mumar l'avodah zarah does a shchita, the shchita is going to be invalid anyhow. So how could anyone say that the buster is going to be mutter? How could Yishak say the buster is going to be mutter? The guy's a mumar l'avodah zarah. So Tosus back on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph in Dibra Maskla Shochet answers that you don't become a mumar l'avodah zarah when you do avodah zarah once. You become a person who had a weak moment. But a person who's a mumar l'avodah zarah means that he makes a habit out of doing things l'avodah zarah. In Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Chav Avam Beis, Tosu says in a slightly different nusach, he says only a komer that's aduk biyosra b'avodah chavim would passel behema b'shchita. Meaning someone who's a mumar l'avodah zarah would have to be someone who's fully dedicated to an avodah zarah. A person who's experienced experimenting is not a mumar la avodah zara. The Rashba says differently, though. He says that the Gemara does not mean that if you shecht al menas that you're going to be zorik the dam la avodah zara, that Reish Lakish is going to say it's kosher. No, you're shochet al menas that you know you have a non-Jewish neighbor who's interested in. He keeps on asking you whenever you shecht if you have any extra dam or chaylev, you know, if you could send it my way because it's good for my holiday. I like to be zorik dam la avodah zara. I like to be, you get shaylas like this ad hayom hazeh. People had lights strung in their yard over the course of the summertime, makes it for a nice backyard. And their Indian neighbor says, "Oh, we have a festival with lights." So when you're done with those lights, don't throw them out. Send them to me. So you're just being a good neighbor. You're not intending, says the Rashba, to be Ovid Avodah Zarah yourself, but you're going to provide the dam to somebody else to be Ovid Avodah Zarah with. So that certainly doesn't make you a mumar la Avodah Zarah. The community between the Rashba and Tosus is huge, right? Tosus would say that Tosus in Andaf Yudalit says that you are actually doing Avodah Zarah. You're actually intending to be Zorik the Dam La Avodah Zarah. So Tosus would say, you're Chayiv Misa. Your Shechita is going to be Kasher, but you're Chayiv Misa because a single act of Avodah Zarah doesn't make you a Mumar, but it does make you Chayiv Misa, right? Even if you're Mechal Shabbos just once, it makes you Chayiv Misa. So a single act will make you Chayiv Misa, whereas according to the Rashba, you're not Chayiv Misa. You're not actually doing any Avodah Zarah. But anyway, that is the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. A guy shechts a behema with the intention of being Zorik the Dam or Makter the Chaylev L'Avodah Zarah. Does that passel the Shechita? So now each one explains their opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Psula Mechashen Me'Avodah Avodah V'Yalfinan Chutz Mipnim. Rabbi Yochanan is going to say it's possible because he holds that we're Mechashen Me'Avodah Avodah, that if at the time of the Avodah Sashchita you have in mind to do Avodah Zarah with the Zrika, so the behema becomes pasul, and that's because we learn the halachos of Shechitas Chulin outside of the Beis HaMikdash from the halachos of Shechitas Kachim inside of the Beis HaMikdash, and we know by Shechitas Kachim that we are Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah. That's the entire concept of Pigul. The entire concept of Pigul is to do one Avodah, having in mind that you're going to be Ochel Chutz L'Zmano, that you're going to, or Achilles Mizbeach, you're going to be Makter the Emurim Chutz L'Zmano. So that is the very notion of Pigul. The Mahus of Pigul is a Machshav L'Avodah L'Avodah. You're Shochet Almanas Lizrok Dam L'Machar. Whereas Reish Lakish Amr Muteris, Reish Lakish says it's Muter because Ein Mechash V'Me'Avodah L'Avodah. We do not associate that which you have in mind by one Avodah about the other Avodah, to the other Avodah. And the reason is because V'lo Gamrin Chutz Mipnim, while that may be true when it comes to Karban, that may be true when it comes to Pigel, that we're Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah, but that's not going to be true when it comes to Chulin. So the whole Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is, are we Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah? And what that's really based on is, do we learn Chutz Mipnim? Because when it comes to Pnim, it's obvious that we are Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah. Question is, do we say the same thing when it comes to Chulin? So that's one Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Va'azdu l'tamayu. This Machlokes is L'shitasam in the Sugin Maseches Zvachim de Itmar, because the Machlokas was taught Shechata L'Shma. Let's say you shecht the carbon Chatos L'Shma. The halacha is the Mishnah Zvachim, in the very first Mishnah Zvachim tells us that normally when you shecht the Zevach Shalol L'Shma, it's going to be kosher. It's just not Olo L'Bailim M'Shem Chova, but a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chatos that are shecht the Shalol L'Shma are in fact Pasul. So let's say you shecht the carbon Chatos L'Shma, so it should be kosher. And at the time of the Shechita, you're having in mind Lizrok Dama Shalol L'Shma, to be Zorik the Dam Shalol L'Shma, L'Shem a different Karban. Rabbi Yochanan Psula, Rishim Belak Shamar Ksheira. Rabbi Yochanan again will say that it's Pasul. Apparently we're Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah, as he's about to explain. And Rabbi Shimon Lakish will say it's Kasher, that we're not Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah. Rabbi Yochanan Psula Mechashen Me'Avodah L'Avodah. That if you had a Machshava at the time of Shechita to passel the Chatas with the Psul of Shalol L'Shma in a different Avodah, so the Chatas Taka becomes Pasul. V'gamrin Machshav is Pigel. And that's because we're Lomed from Machshav is Pigel. Now over here it's not Chutz Mipnim, it's Pnim Mipnim, right? Meaning meaning it's we're talking about a chata, so we're talking about something that itself is a karban. But we're saying, I'm going to derive the halacha of shalol lishma by a chatas, which is unique to a chatas. Normally, shalol lishma by a karban doesn't pass with a karban, but by a chatas it does. So I'm going to derive the din of shalol lishma by a chatas, of the parameters of the din of shalol lishma by a chatas, from the din of pigel. That just like pigel could jump from one avoda to the other, the parameters of the psul of shalol lishma are such that it doesn't have to be contained within one avoda. It could be mechashvin me avoda li avoda, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Ksheira ain mechashvin me avoda li avoda lo gamrin in machshavas pigel. That Rish Lakish would say, no, the whole idea of avoda li avoda is only legabe the psul of pigel. It's only when it comes to the problem of pigel. But when it comes to shalol lishma, the unique psul by achatas of shalol lishma, we're not going to be mechashvin me avoda li avoda. So these are the two contexts where what seemingly the same machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish applies. One by shchitas chulin l'shema, doing another avoda l'avoda zara, and the other by shchitas chatas, with the machshava of another avoda shalol lishma. So tzricha, we need both of these machlokas. We need it to be recorded in both of these contexts. Diit marbaha, because if the machlokas was only mentioned with regard to ubeimas chulin, that you shecht al manas to be zorik the dam l'avoda zara, I would not have necessarily known that the same machlokas applies when you shecht karban chatas lishma al menas lizrok the dam shalol lishma, because I would have thought bahaka amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, it's only by the behemas chulin that Reish Lakish says that it's kosher mishum dechutz mipnim lo yalfinan, because Reish Lakish is not going to derive the halachos of a chulin animal from the halachos of a kachim animal. Aval pnimi pnim eim amodile Rabbi Yochanan, but if it's pnimi pnim, the dinim of chatas are much more closely associated with the dinim of all the other kabanos which are subject to pigel, and therefore I might take the dinim of pigel and superimpose them on the dinim of shalol lishma by echatas. And if the machlokas only would have been taught to us by echatas, I would not have known that the machlokas applies to chulin as well, because I would have thought by yikam Rabbi Yochanan, that when is Rabbi Yochanan willing to derive the parameters of the din from pigel? That's legabe kachim aval bahaba, with to apply the parameters of the dinim of pigel to a chulin animal, say ema modele Rabbi Shimon Lakish, I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan would be modele to Reish Lakish that we're not going to make that application. It's too much of a leap to apply it to a chulin animal. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in both places. But we do see that they each maintain their opinion in both places. So now the Gemara is going to challenge both opinions based on our Mishnah. So Masav Rav Sheshes, it said in our Mishnah that Amar Rabbi Yossi Kal V'chomer Advarim, that Rabbi Yossi says from a Kal V'chomer we could derive that a machshava of an Ovid Chavim is not going to passel his behema when a Jew is shechting his behema. Right? The case in our Mishnah was a guy owns an animal, an Ovid Chavim owns an animal, and I, the Jew, am doing the shechita on behalf of the Ovid Chavim. The fact that he has in mind that he wants the shechita to be the Avodah Zarah, does that affect the shechita? I don't have that in mind. I'm a Jewish person. I'm a faithful Jew. So I'm doing the shechita regular. But he's having in mind that it should be the Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, kal v'chomer advarim. If when it comes to very machshava sensitive things like hegdish, where machshavas psul, machshavas pigul, these things ruin a karban, whose machshava do I care about when it comes to kachim? I only care about the machshava of the guy who's doing it. I don't care about the machshava of the bailim of the karban, of anyone who's not actively involved. So makom shein machshava poselas bechulin, things that are less machshava sensitive, chulin, which is not really, machshava doesn't really matter by chulin, it doesn't play a role by chulin. So in a case where it's going to play a role, namely a machshava l'avodah zarah, it should be only about the machshava of the guy doing the action. It shouldn't be about the machshava of the bailim. That was the argument that Rabbi Yossi made in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, let's take a step back. My ein machshava posels b'chulin. Rabbi Yossi says, chulin, where machshava never matters. What do you mean machshava never matters? Our whole discussion is that machshava does matter by chulin. If you have machshava level dezara, that will ruin your chulin animal as well. So the whole premise of this kal v'chomer is, kachim is very machshava sensitive, but chulin, we don't care about machshava at all. What do you mean chulin, we don't care about machshava at all? The whole mishnah is about the fact that he had a machshava level dezara when it comes to chulin, and that ruins the whole thing. So Chilim d'lo pasul klal. If it means that a machshava of chulin will never pasul it, el azvich davos chavim demitasra echim mishkachusa. Then what are we talking about over here? How could it be that you ever have a zvich l'avod zara that becomes aser? It's obviously based on machshava l'avod zara, and we know that there's such a thing that zvich l'avod zara is going to be aser. The Gemara l'avod zara derives it from a pasuk. The pasuk says ve'yitzmedu lebal par vayochlu zivchei mesim. So we darshan just like a mace is aser ba'ana, so too that which is done l'avodah zarah is also aser ba'anah. Now Tosfos raises the question that, wait a second, Tosfos says, maybe there's a difference. Maybe when it comes to a machsheves pigel, a machsheva below dibur is enough of a machsheva to pasul for pigel, to make something pigel. So by kachim, it's so machsheva sensitive that even a machsheva alone will pasul. Whereas maybe when it comes to avodah zarah, you need an amira l'avodah zarah to accompany the machsheva. It's not enough that it's all in your head. Dvarim shabbat that it's only going to be considered a shechita l'avodah zarah if you actually say it, and the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yossi would then make sense that if kachim, which become possible with machshava are alone, only become possible with the machshava of the oved, kal v'chomer with chulin that do not become possible with machshava alone, they only become possible with machshava that's accompanied by dibur. Maybe that's the difference. So Tosfos Yom Tov says it's such a pella that Tosfos raises that question. Because Tosfos themselves in Maseches BaMetzia says that it's a davar pashut that by pigul you need dibur also. That pigul is not something that's accomplished with just machshava. That it's a davar pashut that pigul requires dibur as well. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. So again, the Gemara is asking over here, I don't understand. How can Rabbi Yossi make a kal v'chomer that if when it comes to kachim or machshava doesn't matter, we're still going to say that someone else's machshava is irrelevant? I'm sorry. When it comes to kachim, where machshava matters, it's all about machshava. Where machshava is everything. We're still going to say but who's machshava? Only the machshava of the guy doing the avoda. So when it comes to chulin, where machshava doesn't matter at all, so of course machshava is only the machshava of the guy who's doing it is going to matter. What do you mean when it comes to chulin, machshava doesn't matter at all? Machshava obviously does matter when it when you do shechita l'avodah zarah, it becomes avodah zarah. So elip. Shita must be that when Rabbi Yossi says that machshava doesn't passel by chulin, it means me'avod l'avoda. Obviously, if you do a shechita le'avodah zarah and you're having a machshava l'avodah zarah for the shechita l'avodah zarah during the shechita l'avodah zarah, obviously that's going to become aser ba'anah. What Rabbi Yossi's premise was that whereas by kachim, while I'm doing the shechita, I'm having a machshava to be zorik the dam chutz l'zmana, so that will make it pigel. By chulin, that doesn't do anything. A machshava from one to the other doesn't, from one avodah to the other, accomplishes nothing. V'hachi kamer. So this is how to read Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shemachshava poseles b'muktashin me'avodah l'avodah. If by hegdish, where we say that a machshava from one avodah to the other avodah is super impactful, and still ena kol halicha ela achara oved, the person whose machshava I'm worried about is only the oved himself and not anybody else. Makom shein machshava poseles b'chulin me'avodah l'avodah. When it comes to chulin, where yes, a machshava is impactful, but not me'avoda le'avoda, a machshava during one avoda for another avoda means nothing, ela ba'osa avoda. It only matters if I'm having a machshava about the avoda that I'm doing right now. So all the more so that when machshava matters within that particular avoda, it should only be the machshava of the shochet himself. So if that's what Rabbi Yossi meant in our Mishnah, we now have a problem with both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Because again, Rabbi Yochanan said that we're mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda. Reish Lakish says we're not mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda. And what did we just say? That when it comes to kachim, yes. When it comes to chulin, no. Right? The way we're touching up Rabbi Yossi, if you were to ask Rabbi Yossi, are we mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda? He would say, in what context? The answer is depends. It's not a yes and it's not a no. Whereas if you ask Rabbi Yochanan, are we mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda? It's an absolute yes. If you ask Reish Lakish, it's an absolute no. And that's why Rabbi Yossi is a problem for both of them. So Kasha the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, it's a Kasha the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish who says that a Chatas that you had a Machshava during the Shechita of the Chatas to be Zorik the Dam Shalol Lishma is going to be Kasha because we don't learn from the Shalol Lishma of Pigel. So that's a problem. Pnim Kasha the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The case of Chatas is a Kasha Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And Chutz Kasha the Rabbi Yochanan. And the case of Avodah Zarah, of a Machshava me'avodah Zarah, not passeling, is a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, who held that we're Mechash me'avodah, even when it comes to Chulin animal, when it comes to Machshava le'avodah Zarah. So says Gemara, you know what? Bishlam and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish lo Kasha. It could be that the Kasha is not such a Kasha on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, because Ha'mekami d'sham Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'lebasa d'sham Rabbi Yochanan. It could be that when Reish Lakish says that Machshavas psul shalol shma me'avodah le'avodah is not going to passel by the Karban Chatas, that's prior to him hearing from Rabbi Yochanan that we are mechashen me'avodah le'avodah. And maybe then he changed his mind and he said, okay, by a Chatas we are mechashen me'avodah le'avodah. But it could be he changed his mind, because it's reasonable to assume that since Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe, that once he heard that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with him about Chatas, that at least legabe Chatas he changed his mind. And therefore Rabbi Yossi would not be a problem for Reish Lakish. El Chutz Kashal Rabbi Yochanan. But Chutz is in fact a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is very clear that we are Mechashim Me'avodah Avodah even by a Chulin animal that you have Machshava while you're doing the Shechita to be Zorik the Dam or Makter the Chelev Le'avodah Zarah. So that's a problem, because according to Rabbi Yossi, we would never be mechashen me'avodah le'avodah by chulin. So humosiv lo v'hum mefarikla. Rav Sheshes, who's the one that imposed this challenge on Rabbi Yochanan, he answered the challenge for Rabbi Yochanan. Ba'arba avodos, and what he says is that which Rabbi Yossi says that machshava does not passel by chulin does not mean that we're not mechashen me'avodah le'avodah by chulin. He means it's not by all four avodos. V'hachi kamar, what Rabbi Yossi he means to be saying is as follows, meaning we have to touch up Rabbi Yossi differently. All Rabbi Yossi had said in the Mishnah is when it comes to kachim, which is so machshava sensitive, we only care about the machshava of the guy doing it, so chulin, which is not machshava sensitive, then we should for sure only care about the machshava of the guy doing it. And we had trouble figuring out, what does he mean chulin is not machshava sensitive? It can't mean that machshava never matters, because machshava level d'zorah does matter. So the best we can come up with is that Machshav me'avodah le'avodah doesn't happen by chulin. So now what we're suggesting, Rav Sheshes is suggesting, is that's not what it means. Machshav me'avodah le'avodah happens by chulin as well, but it's limited in how many avodos it can apply to. That b'mukdashin, that when it comes to, you have a machshava by mukdashin to eat from a zevach chutz l'mekomo, ba'arba avodos, that applies if at the time that you're doing any one of the four avodos, shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, and Eina Kol Holich El Achara Oved. And still, even though the Machshava is so expansive, that the psul of Machshava is so broad that it could apply to four different avodos, still we're only going to worry about the Machshava of the Oved himself, and we're not worried about the Machshava of the Bailum of the Karban. So Makom She'ein Machshava Pusalus Bechulin Ela B'shtei avodos, chulin is so much more limited where machshava is going to apply. It will work me'avodah le'avodah, but only by shechita and zrikas hadam. It doesn't apply anywhere else. So in odin shaliyah kol holich ela achar hashochet. So all the more so, the only person whose machshava I'm worried about is the shochet himself. Now Rashi writes that by shechita and zrika a psul machshava passels le'avodah zarah. Machshava le'avodah zarah is going to passel because it's written in the Psukim. By Shechita it says, Zoveach Leluhim Yecharam, and by Zrika it says, Bal Asuch Nischeyem Midam. So since you have Psukim specifically about it, so that's how I know that Dafka, by those two Avodos, it's going to really matter. The Machshava is really going to matter. Now, from Rashi, it sounds that if after you Shech the Behema without a Machshava's Psul, you Zorik the Dam, Lavodazara, the Behema Taka becomes Aser. So the Riva in Tosus over here asked the question, and other Rishonim as well, that only by Shechita L'Avodah Zarah does the Basar become Asar, not by the Zrikas Hadam. And he brings a raya from the Gemara later on that that's true, that it's only by Shechita L'Avodah Zarah that the Basar should become Asar. Zrikas Hadam should not Asar the Basar. So Tosa says that it's true that the Behemoth does not become Asar, but the Dam becomes Asar. If you're Zorik the Dam L'Avodah Zarah, it at least would prohibit the Dam. Okay, but that brings an end to that challenge, that particular challenge against Rabbi Yochanan, that the challenge was based on a misunderstanding of Rabbi Yossi. That you thought Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah is telling us that Ein Mechashim Me'avodah La'avodah by Chulin. Not true. We are Mechashim Me'avodah La'avodah, but it's just limited to two avodos. So Tani Kavah says Rabbi Yochanan, we now have a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Hashocheres behema lizrok tama lavodos kochavim lahaktir chelba lavodos kochavim hare elu zivchei mesim. That beferish, that if you shech the behema, having in mind to be zorik the dam lavodos zara, or having in mind to be makti the chelb lavodos zara, it's also bana. It's zivchei mesim. It's also bana. Shchata va'acharkach chishev aleha zehay mesim bekishev v'lomru v'lo isav v'lo hater. So now the Gemara transitions into a different discussion with the second half of the statement. Statement in that brisa. The purpose of bringing this brisa was for the first sentence of the brisa. The first sentence of the brisa was just beferish like Rabbi Yochanan, that you did a shechita of a chulin animal l'shem having in mind that you're going to do the zrika sedam the hektar chalav m'lavod zara that mechashur me'avod l'avoda. The whole thing is zivchei mesim. The second line of the brisa is going to capture our attention though, and the second line of the brisa is that a maisa once happened where they shechted and then they had a machshava to be zorik the dam or to be makter the chelev alavod zara, but not during the shechita. That machshava came in later, so a maisa like that happened, and they couldn't paskin. They didn't say isser, they didn't say heter, they didn't say anything. So that captures our attention. Amar Rav Chisda, why? Why didn't they paskin? We paskin shaylas. So lo amru ba isser mishum kvodin drabanan. They didn't want to say an isser because of the cover of the Tanakhama in the Mishnah that hold that we don't say stam machshavas ovid chavim is lavod chavim. And therefore, even though it became clear later on, after the Shechita, that this Shochet is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, since at the time of the Shechita, we don't know that he was doing it L'Avodah Zarah, the Behema would be Kasher, the Rabbanan. So they couldn't say Isser, because the Rabbanan would hold that it's Mutter, that we don't say Stam Machshav of an Ovid Chavim is L'Avodah Zchavim. Lo Heter, Mishum Kvodet Rabbi Eliezer. They also didn't want to say Mutter, because of the covenant of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Stam Machshav is Ovid Chavim is L'Avodah Zchavim. And now that I know that this Shochet is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, that he likes to do things L'Avodah Zarah. So now I could assume his Stam Machshava at the time of the Shechita was likewise L'Avodah Zarah. So how could you say a Heter? Rabbi Eliezer would say that it's Aser. So says Gemara, you're sure that's why they didn't want to say Lo Isser V'Lo Heter? Mimai, how do you know that's Pshat? Dilma Ad Kan Lo Kamir Rabbanan Hasam. Maybe the Rabbanan only said in the Mishnah that we do not assume Stam Machshava Sovicham is L'Avodah Zarah El Delo Shemana D'Chashiv. That's only a case where we didn't hear from the guy at the end that he actually had a machshava l'avodah zarah. But if later on, aval hachad shemana d'chashiv, but in the Maisa and Kisri that this price is referring to, that after the shechita we hear the guy saying beferish that he had a machshava l'avodah zarah, so maybe yehochiach sofa al tchilaso, maybe the Rabbanan will say, there's evidence over here. You see, based on what happened subsequently, that at the time of the shechita it was l'shem avodah zarah. Inami, or one could argue that ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Eliezer hasa, that when will Rabbi Eliezer say Stam Achshav Ovid Chavim L'Avod Schavim is when it's an Ovid Chavim who's a non-Jew Aval Yisrael. But over here in the Maisa and Kisri, the Shochet may have been having he may have leanings toward Avodah Zarah, but he's a Jewish person, and at the time that he did the Shechita he gave no indication yet that there's anything L'Avodah Zarah. So maybe for a Jew who has a weak moment after the Shechita and does something l'shem avodah zarah after the shechita, we don't say that that reflects back on the shechita itself. So just because of this ma'aseh in Kisri, you don't necessarily know that this ma'aseh of Kisri aligns with the machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Lazar. So why would they not say lo iser v'lo heter? You don't know that an iser is going against the chachamim, and you don't know that a heter is going against Rabbi Eliezer necessarily. So once the Gemara rejects that possibility of why they didn't want to say lo iser v'lo heter, elo amar Rav Shizbi lo amru ba heter mishum kvodin Rav Shimon Gamliel. The reason they didn't want to be matir in that case was because of the cover of Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that we say hochiach sofa al tchilaso, meaning in order to be matir in the case in Kisri, you're going to have to say that it doesn't matter what happened subsequently. At the time of the Shechita, we knew nothing. There was no nothing explicit level to Zara, and therefore the Shechita is fine. But we know Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, in general, Hochiach Sofa al Tchilaso, that we do look at what happened subsequently. So, hey, Rav Shimon Gamliel, where does Rav Shimon Gamliel say such a thing? So now we're going to look at a couple of cases of Hochiach Sofa al Tchilaso. Elim Rav Shimon Gamliel de Gittin. Maybe you're going to tell me it's Rav Shimon Gamliel in Maseches Gittin. Ditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin, Habari Shamar Kisvu Get L'Ishti. If a healthy person gives instructions to Edom to write a get to his wife, but he never mentioned to them to give the get to the wife, so Ratzel L'Sachikba. We assume that he's just messing around, and he wants to give her the impression that he's giving her a get, but he's not really giving her a get. He just wants her to stop annoying him that she wants a get, just to avoid Edom or whatever else, but the Edom are not his shluchim to be Megarisher. It's dafka by a bari we say that. If he's a shchiv meira, we assume that he's bohul, that the reason he didn't say tenu is just because he's not thinking straight, because he's dying. But when it comes to a bari, that we assume it's rasa l'sachikba. Umaisa b'bari shamar kisvu get l'ishti. But a story happened once where a healthy guy said kisvu get l'ishti. He never said tenu, but then the next thing he did is va'ala l'gag v'nafal l'meis. He went up to a roof and fell off the roof and died. So amram shumim l'meil im me'atzma nafal, if he jumped off the roof, harais a get, then you can be sure that he intended to not just say write a get for my wife, but give a get to my wife, because he obviously had the intention that he was about to die, that he was about to commit suicide. Now obviously the case would have to be that they delivered the get prior to him jumping off of the roof, right? That they wrote the get, delivered it, because in get lachar misa, if he's already dead, the fact that he instructed to give the get while he was alive would not be enough. You would have to actually have given the get. But since at the time that he said write the get, he obviously knew that he was going to jump off of the roof, and it was just because he was so bahul, he was like a shchiv meira, who was so preoccupied. So therefore, we assume that he really meant tenu. But vim haruach dechatu. But if he was just hanging out on the roof, and then a crazy wind came and blew him off the roof, and it was an accident, then ain't no get. Then it's not a valid get, because he had no plans at the time of dying. Va'avin baso. We ask about this mishnah ma'isa listar. It's a ma'isa that's so similar what we just said, meaning the first line was that if a bari says kisvu get lishti, don't take it seriously. And then we say, oh, maisa happened. A guy said kisvu get lishti, jumped off a roof, and we said, oh, you better take that kisvu seriously. He really means kisvu tenu. So says Maria, you got to fill in an extra line. Chisur mechsar v'achiktani. You have to fill in a line in the Mishnah that where the Mishnah should have then said in between imochich sofot chilas hareis a get. That normally if a healthy person says kisvu get lishti, you assume that it's ratzal l'sachikba, but there's an exception. If he then does something that shows that he meant business, then hareis a get. And that's the maisa. Because that's a case of get. But if the wind blew him off, then it's not going to be a get. So bottom line is, you see that's from Rav Shimon Gamliel saying, and maybe that's why in the case of the guy who shechted stam in Kisri and then afterwards had a machshava to be zorik the dam or to be makted the chelav lava de zara, that we didn't want to say that it's mutter, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say ochiach sof al tchilaso, that it should be aser. You see, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion, that ochiach sof al tchilaso. Says Gemara, v'dil mashayni asam to kamar kisvu. No, maybe it's dafka by gittin that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is going to say ochiach sof al tchilaso, because he actually gave an instruction of kisvu. So there's already a little bit of a hochacha from then, from the very first moment, that there was some intentionality for a get, meaning there was already some smoke about a get at that point. When he says kisvu get lishti, most regular husbands don't just find two edim and say kisvu get lishti. Whereas a regular guy is doing shchita, why would I have a havamina about avodah zara? So it's purely sofa al tchila. So there was nothing in the tchila that would indicate avodah zara. So maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel's you're not going to say Ochiach Sofel Tchilas in the Avodah Zarah case, but he will in the Get case, because already at the time of the Kisvu Get Lishti, he was showing his hand. So Ella Amaravina, Mishum Kodim Mishum Liel Dahacha. You know, there's another case where there was no smoke at the beginning, where there was no indicator Meikara, and Mishum Liel still says Ochiach Sofel Tchilas. Where does he say it? It's a Tanya. We have a Mishnah, a Brisa rather, in Maseches Basra, that if let's say you have a person who's dangerously ill, and a kosiv nechasav la'achirim, he writes a shtar matana to give out all of his stuff. V'hoi ben avadim, and among the his nechasim that he's giving away are avadim. V'amar halah, and the person who's supposed to receive those nechasim says yefshibad, I don't want them, not interested. Meaning so Rashbam and Babasra says he doesn't want them because avadim are a responsibility, right? Mishakana ever latzmo kana adon latzmo. He's gonna have to feed them. He's gonna have to, he's gonna have to worry about what's gonna be with them, on Pesach when he goes on vacation, and they're gonna bring chametz in the set. He's not interested. He doesn't want to deal with avadim. That's how the Rashbam says. Torah Chaim says that the problem is that the Gemara over there has another statement that doesn't deal with avadim, deals with other matanos, and it says the same thing. So you can't say it's because he doesn't want to feed them, because it could be if it's a watch, he doesn't have to feed it. If it's so he says, no, ain't a rotsman because son of matanos zichya. He's just not interested in receiving matanos. Okay, but he's not interested. So imma your rabbi sheni kohen, if the guy that the matana was that the attempted matana was being given to is a kohen, harei the welcome b'tshuma. Those avadim could eat truma because they are his avadim, like it or not. Rabbi Shimon Liel Amar Kivin Shamar Allah Yefshi Ben. Rabbi Shimon Liel says, if the guy says I don't want them, kvar zochu ben yorshin, then the yorshin get them right away. And we said, wait, how does the Tanakama make any sense? The guy says, I don't want them. You receive a matana when you're screaming the whole time, no, no, no? Where's your kinyan if you're screaming the whole time that you're not interested? No, if you're screaming the whole time, you don't want it, everyone agrees, you're not kona. If at first you were quiet and then later you say, I don't really want it, then no, when you were shosek, when you received it, already became yours, obviously your kona. The whole machlokas is someone was zocha in it for you, on your behalf, and you knew about it and didn't say anything, and then when they delivered it, all of a sudden you said, no, but not for me. So Tanakama says, when you were quiet initially, you were kona it. Now you're saying you don't want it, you're changing your mind, and you can't change your mind, it's too late. Rav Shmuel Liel holds hochiach sofal tchilaso, that the fact that you're screaming when it gets delivered, that shows that you never wanted it. V'hadlo tzavach meyikara, the fact that you didn't scream about it originally, you just thought to yourself, what's the point of screaming about it if I don't even have it yet? When they deliver it to me, I'll tell them that I'm not interested. So because of that, Rav Shmuel Gamliel, we didn't want to paskin heter, because we know that Rav Shmuel Gamliel would say ochiach sofal tchilaso when it comes to shechting a behema, where you have subsequent machshava l'avodah zarah, that we're going to assume the shechita is l'avodah zarah as well. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, now going back to the machlokas in our Mishnah of a Jew shechting a behema that belongs to an Ovid Chavim, what's the status of the behema? Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi that the behema is Ovid Chavim, that a Jew shechts is mutter, that only the machshava of the shochet matters. Hanu Tayoyi, there were these Arab merchants, Da'asulu Tzukina, they came to a place called Tzukina, Yov Dichri the Tavchi Yisrael, they gave some animals to Jewish butchers, and Ma'amalu, and they said to the Jewish butchers, Dam of Atarbala Didan, we're only interested in the Dam and the Chelev of these animals because we need it for our avodah zarah. Mashko bisul didchu, but the masra, the skin and the meat of the animal, you get to keep those. We're fine with that. So that was the deal. So shalchar of tuvi barav masna lekamid rav Yosef ki agavne mai. So they wanted to know, is the fact that the ovdei chavim who own these animals have a machshava avodah zarah, is that going to aser the Jews from eating the meat? And the Jews did the shechita. So shalchay hachem rav Yosef, we pass on like rav Yosef that the machshava of the Bailim doesn't matter. It's only the Machshav of the Shochet, the Jews did the Shechita, and it's perfectly fine. Rashi interestingly comments over here that this is like halal meat, that the Yishmaelim only eat Basar Shechuta, but he says they'll even shecht it after it dies. So that's why, I don't know if that's true of halal nowadays, but that would mean that if that is true, that why halal people can eat kosher, but kosher people can't eat halal. I mean, obviously we can't because a Jew has to do the Shechita also. So Amalei Ravacha Breid Ravavi L'Ravashi, L'Rabbi Eliezer, Yav Le'Zuzi L'Tabach Yisrael Mai. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Machshav Zav Chav passels a Shechita that's done by Yisrael, even if the Nachri only owns a tiny piece of the animal, what if the Nachri doesn't own the animal, but he gives a little bit of money to the Jewish butcher, and he says, for this little bit of money, I want a small section of the animal. So would Rabbi Eliezer say, even in that case, his machshava is going to passel the whole thing because he's a part owner of the animal? He didn't start out as an owner of the animal. He just gave you a little bit of money to get a chelik in it. So if he's a strong person that you're not able to say, no, I reject it, I don't want to take your money, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give you any piece of the animal, so the sale is final, so then it's going to be usher. But if he's not such a strong guy, you can say, go bang your head against a mountain, I'm not giving you anything, I'm not giving any part of this animal to you, and then it's not going to be usher. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis.